Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Got a question for David Hochberg? Now's your chance. 312-981-7200. It's Money Mondays, David, and you save our listeners a ton of money every time you're on. So that's good news. How are you, my friend? How was your weekend?
Weekend was outstanding. How was yours?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Pretty darn good. I said we were talking a little bit about the mask confusion in some of the businesses I went to, because Starbucks yesterday, you know, the employees were just playing mask police, trying to remind everybody, hey, you got to wear your mask. You got to pull it up. I know. I don't care that you're vaccinated. You know, that kind of thing. Those conversations were happening. And I think they continue here as we try to get the actual guidance. But overall, good weekend, I would say. Good weekend.
Good. I saw a couple of Starbucks went out of business by me up in Northbrook.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that would be bulletproof. And off of Skokie Boulevard by the Dick's Sporting Goods over by Verizon, I went to get upgrade my phones. Because my kid said I had to upgrade my phone, so of course you have to listen to your kids because they want my phone after I get it upgraded. You know how that works.
I know exactly how that works.
Yeah, and then the
iPads too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, come on, Dad, you need a new phone. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's fine. No, yeah, our phone doesn't work. So you know that whole rabbit hole of crap. So I go and I'm driving in there. I'm like, oh my God, there's a huge dumpster in front of the Starbucks that's been there forever. And it's gone. Uh-huh. I don't know what's going on. So you would think the bulletproof businesses like Starbucks isn't so bulletproof anymore. So I thought I found that interesting.
Well, didn't it seem like at one point in time there was a Starbucks opening everywhere? There was a Starbucks inside of a Starbucks, or I mean, you know, you'd see like a Starbucks and then a grocery store open like a half a block away, and there'd be a Starbucks in it, and there just were so many. There's so many of them.
I never understood that whole phenomenon of paying $8 for a coffee that tastes like garbage. I mean, I pull in McDonald's. I get my coffee. It's delicious.
Right, which is why you're one of our favorite money guys, because you're very sensible about these things. You're very realistic. I get it. One of the things I want to make sure we talk to you about is hearing from so many people still who are really doing a lot of remodeling in their homes.
Sure.
We're seeing home values go up. I mean, it's kind of crazy, and you're talking about this a lot. People are remodeling their homes. They're even doing big remodels, you know, maybe redo your kitchen because it feels as if your house could be worth even more if you do that kind of thing. And I just wonder, as you talk to folks in your business, what kinds of things you recommend in terms of financing those kind of rehabs?
Well, sure. I talked to a WGN listener, perfect example. I talked to a WGN listener Friday afternoon. She was thinking of popping the top and popping the back out, right? I'm like, all right, well, you're looking. She's like, I need new windows. I need new doors. I need HVAC. I'm like, what's all that going to cost you? She's like, it's about $50,000. I'm like, where do you live? She's like, Plainfield. I'm like, you know, you put your house on the market on Friday, you'd have it sold by Tuesday or the following week. Why do you want to put $50,000 into a house that, you know, that needs all that work when you're of the age of retirement age? Why do you want to go through all that when you could go buy another house that's, you know, that's done when the market settles down at the end of the year? So I introduced her to a realtor. These are the things you have to question. Should you really be putting all of this money into your house right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Great question.
And then the other question you need to ask yourself, can you find a contractor to do the work that you want to put into your house right now?
And the materials, too.
I was just going to get to that. Then you have to be careful because the material costs are ridiculous. Copper's at almost record highs. It's costing $50 for a sheet of plywood plus. You have to find the company that will come out, that will do the job in a timely manner and will hold their prices in a very, very volatile supply chain market where the costs of those materials could be up 10-15% by August, September, when you might be in line to get your job done. So these are things that our listeners have to be aware of. If you're looking to do work on your house, it's great. If you plan on staying there a long period of time, a lot of our listeners, like we talked about, Anna, are spending a lot more time in their homes working. I know you just had a guy on that said 80% of the people in Fulton Market are going to come back. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
But a lot of our listeners are now working from home and don't have to go back because their companies have closed down their downtown office. Okay. We closed our downtown office, Lynn, in April. We don't have a downtown office. Everybody's working from home. So we're like, why the heck blow $3,500, $4,000 on a downtown office space when everybody's working from home? So the things that you need to ask yourself are, can you get it done, who's going to do it, are you able to afford it, and where are you going to get the money, right? You finance it through home equity line of credit. Do you take a cash out, refinance it, build it into the cost of the mortgage? You know, do you have savings built up because you didn't take that trip to Disney, because you didn't take that cruise last year, because you didn't go to Aruba, or you didn't go to the Keys, or you didn't go to Arizona, or you didn't go to visit your family? A lot of our listeners have a lot of that disposable resources stacked up, ready that, you know, they can invest it in other places. And a lot of them are investing it, as we've seen over the past 18 months, 15 months, I should say, into their homes.
Yeah, I hear you. So you don't necessarily, it sounds to me as if you don't really advise going ahead and redoing the kitchen if you're just doing it to try to sell it, unless you really believe that you can get it done and you can afford the materials and it'll add the value. It's like that's the sort of, you have to analyze it is what I'm hearing from you. Just don't go ahead and jump into that.
Well, here, you've got two schools of thought, right? And on our show, a couple of people called in this week and, hey, I'm thinking of moving and I'm holding money back to put in a new kitchen. And the realtors are like, what are you, nuts? I mean, you know, sell, you know, what you put in might not be what the buyer wants. And I'll give you a perfect example. My in-laws up in Lincolnshire or Long Grove up there, you know, they're like, well, we want to do the appliances and we've got electric cooktop and we want to, you know, pop the soffits out and put, you know, new cabinets in. I'm like, you're out of your flipping mind. I'm like, somebody will buy this house right now in under a week. They're going to tear the kitchen out anyway because it's circa 1987.
Sure.
And don't invest 20, 30, 40 G's into a kitchen when you plan on moving in 6 weeks or 6 months or under a year. Now, there's our listeners are out there who have done a lot more cooking over the past 15 months for obvious reasons. And they're like, I want a new kitchen and I plan on staying here another 5 to 7, 8, 10 years. And I want a new stove and I want a new microwave and I want the steaming oven and I want the warming drawer, right? And I want the double stacked ovens. You could tell I built the house.
Right? I want all that.
I've got all of this. welcome to Hochberg kitchen, right? So you know, but if you're going to be there a long period of time, God willing, I plan on being in my house a long period of time.
Let's hope so. That kitchen.
Right. Well, that's what the wife wanted, and that's what we got, right? I mean, that's what my wife Elise wanted, so we designed it to her liking, and there's nothing wrong with that. So if you have listeners out there that haven't done anything in their home in the past 5 or 7 years, and they plan on living there another 5 or 7, and they want to put it in. Here's what you have to be careful of. The cost of appliances continue to get more expensive, and they continue to go up. We had Rich Dykstra on this weekend. He's like, the cost of heating and air conditioning units are going to increase on June 1st, okay? They typically increase on average of 5% in January of every year. They're going up another 10% in June. So if you're looking to get a heater or an air conditioning unit, you better get it now before the costs go up, according to Rich Dykstra, another 10%. Dykstra Home Services, another 10% June 1st. Everything's going up. We have a shortage of everything in the entire world, except hot dogs, because we got Vienna beef down the street, thank God, or else we have a shortage of hot dog. There's pandemonium going on.
Right. We're well-stocked in that department.
Yes,
I will say it's been dangerous to be at home so much because you start looking around and you want to redo everything. I mean, let's be honest. And it makes the home a nice refuge and that kind of thing. And if you're going to be in it for a while, let's go ahead and do it. So would you ever put anything on a credit card? Let's say you get the 0% promotional APR. What would be the best way to go about it if you say, I'm going to start doing some stuff here? I mean, which route do you take?
Well, you have to be very, very careful with the credit cards, as we know, because it's the same thing with the 0% financing, right? 0% financing for 12 to 18 months. If you make the payments on time and you knock the balance out before the last payment is due, right, within the grace period, 12, 16, 18 months, you're fine. And as long as you have the financial resources and somebody's going to give you 0% financing. Listen, Verizon's offering me 0% financing on two expensive phones. It's $24.99 a month at 0% financing for 24 months. I'm like, all right, done. I'll take that all day long. I'm not going to shell out $600, $700 for a phone. I'll pay it out over time. And that's what you have to ask yourselves. Are you going to be able to pay that off? Putting it on a credit card is a very slippery slope, because that's typically anywhere from 12 to 28%. And that's just very dangerous. Again, we talk about the home equity line of credit, to have the line of credit. And everybody asks me, I get emails every time I get off the air to talk slower. Okay? So here, I'm going to talk very slow. Home equity line of credit, HELOC, home equity line of credit, checkbook against your house. Where do you get it? Any local bank has a home equity line of credit. I have relationships with a couple of banks. If you would like me to make that introduction to you, I get nothing from it. I don't get an envelope. I don't get anything from it. It's just a service that we provide because I trust these bankers that I've worked with for years. It's a checkbook against your house, which means if you have enough equity in your house, if you have a $300,000 house and you owe $100,000 on your mortgage, you have $200,000 worth of equity. You could go get a $100,000 to $140,000 line of credit. Checkbook against the equity of your house. You could use that money to go put 40 to 60 G's into your kitchen. Okay, you could use that to put 5 or 10 into a bathroom. You could use that to put 5 or 40 into a basement, depending on how bananas you want to get in your basement, right? You could use that to put $3,000 to $7,000 in a paint job because your house hasn't been painted, right? You could call up Tom Jenke and get new doors at Builder Supply. You could call up, you know, next door and window and get new windows. Call my friend Justin over there and get new windows. These are the things that our listeners are investing in their homes that they're going to get value of for a long period of time.
Go ahead. What's the interest rate on a home equity loan right now? What are you looking at?
Well, a line of credit and a loan. Two different things, Andy. You got to be careful. Line of credit, you could go in and write checks, pay it off, and use it again. All right? That should prime interest rate, you know, low threes right now. So they're coming out at like 3.5% to 4.5%, depending upon how much that you get. Interest only. Changes according to the prime interest rate. So what our listeners should do is borrow that, aggressively pay it off so you're constantly knocking it down. And what's the benefit there? You get to use a brand new kitchen after it's done while you're paying it off over a short period of time. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful thing. You get to enjoy your cave down in the basement when bear season's coming and you want the surround sound, all right? Hawks games are coming back on in 4 or 5 months. It's up and ready for both Hawks and Bulls games, okay? That's what you want to build it for. Or if you're a baseball fan, you could have it ready for your Cub or Sox party when they go to the World Series.
Right.
That's what it's down there for. People are going to start entertaining again. They're going to want to start putting money in their house to start entertaining. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. What about the home equity line of credit? What are you looking at there right now?
I just said that. No, it's about three. It's in the threes to four. Home equity loans are going to start in the high fours if you're lucky, probably five, sixes, depending upon your credit score. Some of them might be in the sevens. But those are fully amortized loans. If you pay it off, it's done. You can't use those funds again. That's why I prefer the home equity line of credit better than the home equity loan, because you could borrow 50 today, pay it off in 6 months, and then wait a couple of years, never use it. Then, boom, you have an expense that you need to tap into it. You just write yourself a check, and it's there for – it's typically open for 10 years. You have access to those funds for 10 years, which is huge for a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, it is. It'd be a very useful tool, very helpful in a time like this. Hey, David, you said you've got a great VA story that you wanted to share. Maybe came from a listener?
Yes. One of the listeners called me and said his brother passed away. He was an Army veteran, and he and his wife had recently refinanced into a VA loan, 2.5%. And for whatever reason, they lived down in Florida, and for whatever reason, the wife was on title of the home but was not on the mortgage, which she could have been. Because if they're married, VA allows married spouses to be on the loan even if they're not a veteran. For some reason, she wasn't on the loan. He passes away unexpectedly. Brother calls me up on behalf of the sister-in-law, listens to me on GN all the time. He's like, hey, sister-in-law down in Florida has got this 2.5% mortgage. We'd rather not refinance because it's a great rate that you can't get right now. She doesn't want to incur all the costs because it's very expensive to refinance down in Florida. So I said, that's a great question. We called the VA, and what the VA said was, no problem, surviving spouse, as long as the surviving spouse makes 12 months worth of mortgage payments, they could call the VA after 12 months, show the death certificate, and she could get added to the mortgage. I've been doing this over 20 years, and I was not aware of that. So it saved the sister-in-law, who's grieving right now, going through enough of her own stress, right? She just lost her husband, for God's sake. And this just takes that off the plate, plus all the costs associated with refinancing in Florida. And she's got an unbelievable rate that she can't get right now. So I called the listener back. I'm like, she's good to go, buddy. Here's what you got to do. I sent them the guidelines that our help desk that we have at our company sent me. I'm like, follow these to a T. Tell your sister-in-law to follow these to a T. Does not have to refinance. Just gets calls the VA, calls the servicer, gets added to the loan. Boom. She's taken care of, one less stress off of her back, which is great.
Huh. That is great. What a great story. That's good to hear. It's amazing how you can find these sort of tools to help folks out. Speaking of that, David, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if you saw the governor pointed out today that there are grants now available for rental assistance. So sure. If you fall on hard times, you haven't been able to pay your rent, that there are grants up to $25,000. You got to income qualify for people in Illinois to go ahead and pay that to their landlord. Now, both you and the landlord have to sign off on it. And of course, it's not easy to just it's some paperwork. There's some paperwork involved. But it's interesting to see that that's now out there. That will help solve one problem for both landlords and folks who are falling on hard times and can't pay their rent. You've talked a lot about forbearance coming due soon, the folks who put off paying their mortgage for a while. What can you tell us about where we are with all that?
Yeah, it's a ticking time bomb here. So the forbearance runs out. The foreclosure moratorium, right? The no-fly zone on the foreclosures ends June 30th. What does that mean? That means that the servicers and the banks could start filing foreclosure papers with those listeners who have missed mortgage payments and didn't go into forbearance and just waiting for the freight train to flatten them, all right? What I recommend to those listeners, and you know who you are, okay, is to contact a realtor in the hottest real estate market in the history of real estate markets and sell your home, okay? Because as soon as they go into foreclosure on July 1st, and they will put you into foreclosure July 1st if you're not in forbearance and you've missed more than four mortgage payments, you're going into foreclosure, you lose $20,000 to $40,000 worth of your home's equity because the servicer and the bank is not going to pay for the cost of the foreclosures, all the attorneys, God forbid, right? Okay, and the attorneys, who gets paid in this? The attorneys always get taken care of, all right? So if you have a home that you know that you can't make the payment and you're living there because you haven't made the mortgage payment, you need to sell. My recommendation is you can do what you want. July 1st is about, 53 days away, 47 days away, whatever it is, right? They're going to come and throw you out of your house. All right, and I'm not trying to be a cold-hearted SOB and be the Grinch that stole Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa. I'm just telling you the truth here, okay? You've got a record-high real estate market. You could sell your home, and literally, if it's in decent shape, in a decent area, within 4 days, under a week, you could pocket all that money, and then you can move on with your life. Now there are borrowers like, where are we going to go? Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take all that money that you're about ready to lose if you don't do this, because you're going to blow about 20 to 40 grand in attorney's fees when they tack it on top of your balance. You're going to go to a landlord and you're going to say, hey, listen, here's $24,000. Here's just what just happened. I'm going to sign a one-year lease and I'm going to pay the year up front, right? Now, if you're a landlord out there and somebody comes to you with 24 G's or $18,000 or $50 or $12,000.
To pay up front, that's a big deal.
Right. If it's $1,000 a month, it's $12,000, right? If it's $1,500 a month, it's $18,000. It's simple math. Here you go. I want to pay it up front. They're not going to ask any questions. You're giving them a lot of money, okay? And then take that year worth of all of that bonus that you just picked up, because you're in the hottest real estate market in the history of real estate markets in Chicago, and get out of that place. Because if you don't, your credit's going to get destroyed, number one. Number two, they're going to add all of those fees on to your home, and they're going to throw you out. Okay, so get ahead of it if you can. And again, I'm not trying to. My psychiatrist said I'm a stark realist, Dan. I know you find that hard to believe.
I don't. I think you tell it like it is, and it's your straight shooter. And I think those are the realities that people are dealing with right now, and they need to hear it. They need to hear it straight.
Right.
There is assistance available for the rental people who are renting right now. So that's out there. People should look that up if you qualify.
But not everybody's going to.
Not everybody's going to qualify.
That's the word. The Q word. Not everybody's going to qualify, and a lot of our listeners are not going to qualify. And those that are, lucky you. But those that aren't, you got to get out.
Right, you do. Good stuff. Hey, are you enjoying your new fancy phone? And are your kids happy now?
I haven't even transferred it over because my wife won't let me touch it until we get the screensaver on. You know, and I stay in my lane. I'm 53. I want to make it to 54.
You're a smart man. You're a very smart man.
I've been married 20 years. I want to get to 21. I just want to enjoy my new house that we just built. I just stay in my lane, Anna. I just do the finances. I do the radio thing. And she controls everything else. I just show up. All right.
Happy life, right?
It's what it's all about. All you young men out there, follow my lead here. Okay. I had a crash and burn when I was young. I got it out of the way. I found this beautiful woman that deals with all my crap. And you just stay in your lane and just do the things and everything will be fine. I give marital advice as well as financial advice.
I was going to say, you are kind of like a part therapist, part finance guy. And because when you bring people to the table to talk about the largest investment, which usually is their home, there's a lot that gets out on the table there, I'm sure. I'm sure you've seen a number of things, David.
Oh, my God. If only no. Yeah.
Thank you for the time today.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the phone. I hope your kids are happy with everything. And your wife's happy, too.
I'm sure
it's all good.
Take care, guys.
Bye, David. We'll talk soon.